Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, for anyone seeking to be America's next Republican president, it's a crucial event. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC 2021, is currently underway in Florida. But unusually, Sunday's closing keynote address will be delivered by a recently defeated one-term president, Donald Trump. Remember him? Well, the Washington Post's national political correspondent Dave Weigel is reporting from CPAC and joins us now live. Dave, you're very welcome to the program. How interesting it is that Donald Trump will be giving that keynote address on Sunday. Is that any indication as to if he'll run in 2024 or not?
Well, the first part of that, it is unusual. There have been this conference has been going on since the 70s. There have been a few times when Republicans lost everything in an election and then held this conference. And this is the first time they've welcomed back the guy who lost, as you said. They usually kind of use the conference to move on and say that the movement has developed something else now. Here's the new leaders of the movement. And whereas this is based around the former president, it's assumed here that he's going to run again. If you walk around and try to buy merchandise, you know, I was talking to people yesterday who was, as soon as the election was called, started making up their 2024 merchandise, selling the 2024 T-shirts and hats unofficially. But it would be more of a surprise if he doesn't run. And that was he's not made many comments since leaving the White House. The White House deeply unpopular.
It almost sounds, Dave, like they can't get away from him. But, I mean, can you tell me a little bit about the topics and the guests for this year's conference? Is there anything to note there?
Well, it's very related to the president and to the last election. There are panels and speeches throughout the conference. Seven of them on the main stage, sharing the stage with him, are about challenging the election results. And actually, earlier today, one of the news outlets that's been playing the conference had to cut away because they were saying so many false things and claiming the election was rigged. So there's a huge theme of challenging the election results, restricting election access, absentee access, things like that. There's a little bit less about the conservative agenda, a lot about what they're opposed to coming from liberals, but not necessarily from the Joe Biden administration. And below the president, his son, Donald John Jr., is going to be here, his former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. Some of the people kind of leading lights of the Republican Party, but not all. There are people who we are speculated about as potential candidates, but that are not here. The commonality of a lot of the speakers is they're governors or they're members of Congress who both opposed COVID-19 lockdowns, at least after a while, and who challenged the election results. I mean, there are, with a couple of schedule changes, there's about 45 members of Congress who were speaking here. All but seven voted to overturn the election in January.
It's intriguing, isn't it, that he's going to give the speech on Sunday, number one, Donald Trump, but also it'll be intriguing, Dave, as to what he will say, because it could well be the start of a two-year campaign up to the midterms of undermining Biden and also undermining Republicans who won't side with Donald Trump right up to the next presidential election.
That's a fair assumption, although he's not in a great position to undermine undermine Democrats. Now, Republicans, he still controls that agenda, but again, he left office with a group approval rating in the mid-30s, lower in some cases, higher in a couple cases. Biden's approval rating is about 20 points higher. And he's much better liked. So apart from the problem Republicans have is apart from their hardcore base, there's not a lot of voter enthusiasm for Trump or for his agenda. I mean, there's a reason he didn't get a lot of votes, yes, but he lost and he's lost support since the election because a lot of Republicans who vote for the party, not necessarily the candidate, have gotten off the train. So is this still representative of a large chunk of the country? It is. But Democrats will tell you, and, famous last words, but if given the choice between Republicans dumping Trump and rebranding as a kind of coherent, conservative, anti-lockdown, pro-freedom, you have a party, I think that would worry them a bit more, the Democrats I talked to, than Donald Trump, a mid-70s defeated former president, representing what Republicans stand for. It's actually been a source of real tension. I've already talked to people who are at this conference who are running to primary and defeat any member of Congress who voted to challenge the election results. Now, if that's what this party is based on, the economy can turn, things can happen, presidents can become unpopular, but having a foil in Donald Trump is not necessarily something Democrats are worried about, but I think it's given them a lot of breathing room as they try to govern, to have somebody so discredited represent the opposition.
Dave, enjoy the conference in Florida. It'll be interesting to see how it goes, especially on Sunday. That's the Washington Post national political correspondent, Dave Weigel. Thank you very much indeed.